I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a lovely day out there, really, when you add up all the junk that we had for the last several days. But it seems to be okay for us to get in there and see what's going on. Tell us where you've been dining. If you have gone any restaurant out there, share it with us, would you? Or if you have been to... something you're cooking at home for the holidays. I mean, I know we're getting way down deep into that, but let's talk about that as well. It's all a pile of what we can have in terms of great dining and other nice things. 260-6368. I'm almost. I wish you could see me juggling a set of headphones here so I can hear what's in them, and indeed. There is something in them, and here I am talking to you. Our number, why don't you just use it? I'll tell you the number of it a little bit later on. And what else you got going? Let's see. Today, what did I do? Marianne and I were trying to figure out what to do for lunch today. We're not particularly good at that all the time. But in this case... we started talking about certain things that maybe you have had on your mind at the same time. And share it with us.
Oops, sorry.
And what in the heck was that?
We're just still getting ready in here.
Yeah, well, here we are. We're
Show's
about
on the
ready.
Same time every day. You would think we would figure it out, but...
Yeah, you hardly know what day it's
anyway,
on.
Anyway, hello, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
It's Christmas week.
Yeah.
Monday of Christmas week, we're here.
We are a couple of days away from cooking a...
Oh, great.
Ave?
Ave?
Hi.
Hello. Ave.
Hello, how are you? Yes, how are you?
Yes, how am I? I'm pretty good. What about you?
Good, fine. Thank you very much. I want to... we went to eat at... And I've never been as much as I eat out of New Orleans. Went to NOLA last night. And
NOLA.
A group of NOLA. Never been. Mm-hmm. Group of 16.
Yep.
They
oh.
were busy. Very busy.
Where did you go?
Meal. Go ahead.
Did you go to the restaurant that's named?
NOLA.
NOLA.
Emeralds NOLA.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good choice.
It was delicious. The food and they served 16 of us with appetizers, drinks, meals. And we didn't have time for dessert because we went caroling. And there was a young man
there. Oh, you went caroling?
Yes, in the park. It was beautiful.
No kidding.
Yes, it was great. Jackson,
is that like a tradition, something that you do, have dinner and then you go caroling?
First year. We started the tradition, second year, last year. It's the first year. But the first year we ate out before and then went to Jackson Square and caroled with the
Yeah,
with
they
everyone.
Have it every year, right? It's not like you just join the group, is that right?
We just joined the group. But
yeah.
Then after we took Uber and went to some people's houses and caroled for them, we were in the mood. It was great. It was a nice night. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Had a great time.
Imagine that.
But the waiter at a young gentleman too, he couldn't have been more than 30 at the most. And he had some help there, but he did a wonderful job. And the food was spot on. And we've had better meals in New Orleans, but I don't know if we had as good a meal with that good a service with 16 people.
Yeah,
and,
16 people's a
nothing,
lot.
Yeah, and nothing was a problem at all. He just
Fantastic.
Took care of everything. Yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful
no,
time. So
if,
I wanted to pass that on.
After all these years of doing this, I found that if you try to remember what it was you actually, actually had for dinner last night, you almost never will get it from that part of your brain. I don't know why that is, but I have to really take down notes so I can remember what it was that I ate the day before. And I always do because, you know, what more interesting matter can you get into than eating right here in the middle of America's best eating city.
Best in the world.
I make that claim, yeah.
Was it raining at all? Was it drizzling last night?
We missed it all. They had some uptown a little bit, I was told, but no, we missed all the rain. Yeah, it was.
Was it a good crowd? Was there a lot of people?
Great crowd, and everybody had a blast. Yeah, good.
That's kind of a great idea. Well, how did you come
night.
To do that? Like, whose idea was that? We're going to get
my
16
niece,
of our
my
friends.
Nieces. Yeah, it was all family. My niece did it, and last year, we pulled it off again this year. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Mm. And why did you choose NOLA? Because that kind of flies under the radar.
That was the only place I could kind of handle 16 people that didn't want to put us on a special menu or shove us in a special room or something. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I haven't been to NOLA in years. I'm overdue.
Yeah, you need to go back. It's good. But getting back to Tom's point, what we do, I hate taking pictures at a table. And I don't do it except I take a picture of the menu, and it reminds me of what I ate. So we have it here. Because you're not organized people at all. But we do that, and we go back and say, this is what we had. And it kind of reminds us. I don't take pictures of food. I hate doing that. It's kind of tacky.
Why do you hate it?
I think it's tacky.
It's silly, and I remember Tom's been doing it for years before Instagram, so, before everyone was taking pictures of food. But, he did it for the website, but boy, it's been
business,
a long...
Right, he did it for a living. That's kind of different. If I was a food critic or something, I could see it. I'd understand it.
Yeah, but before the days of the iPhone and Instagram, we had this big sort of spotlight thing that somebody had to hold for Tom to take a picture, and it was really quite a production.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So, but I just wanted
not
to pass
inconspicuous
it on.
At all.
But thanks for the call. I really appreciate
enjoy,
it.
Enjoy your
glad
show.
Glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you.
Food show. Hey, no, did you hear what he just said? The whole gist of what he had on his mind. If I could get you or even one of you out of 25 other people, we would have the most interesting radio show imaginable. And instead, we've got this dud. You have me. But that's okay. I've just got another 15 minutes to go, and then we'll see. In my lifetime, because
206-3688 is the number. Welcome in, everyone. It's so nice to have someone waiting on the phone to tell us something great like that. We're getting spoiled because people have been doing that quite a bit lately. So if you would like to join the conversation, it hasn't really started yet. You can set it up yourself. I haven't been to NOLA
in a long time, huh?
So long, it would be since the first time Emerald took over. So that's been in the 90s. And that's how long it's been. I am so, so very overdue to go there. I thought it was a great looking place when Spunto was there.
You remember Spunto?
I loved Spunto, and I thought the whole upstairs, downstairs glass elevator with the neon signs was just the coolest place. And
it really
was at that time. I mean, nobody was doing anything like that. And then Emerald took it over, and I believe I went there one time since Emerald's had it. And I'm so, so overdue to go. We have to go.
Well, one of these days, I'm totally overdue with talking to him, and it's always been a good restaurant.
Yes, it has. And I go to his other restaurants more than I go to that one. And I think a lot of people do. I think it's more maybe a tourist place. I don't know. But that's a great idea to go and then go caroling. I mean, Tom, I'm surprised you don't want to carol.
Oh, I do. I do.
I'm surprised you haven't been pitching that idea to me for years and years.
I'm in a chorus. As a matter of fact, I have been over the last 10 years or so in 5 different choruses. But there's one problem with that, and it is that I'm not a particularly good singer. I've occasionally fooled some people into thinking that they just heard something good, but I know better. Maybe I'll get... send you a CD or something.
206-3368 is the number. It is 2 days from Christmas. And I started cooking last night. I made a spin dip for a party that Tom is going to tonight with a choir. And there will be lots of other spin dip being made here because I have to make it for Christmas Day. But I think the cooking will commence tomorrow, mainly because I haven't even gone out to get anything that I need to cook. We started doing a little bit of that yesterday. My daughter told me that the mac and cheese that so horrified me from Thanksgiving was done exactly the way it normally is. I didn't realize that we've been using seriously sharp Vermont Cabot cheddar.
Oh, that's
all these
that
years.
Is a wonderful.
Well, it is, but I didn't realize because it seemed to me that it was too sharp this year, and I had vowed to cut back on the sharpness of the cheese and make it a little more mellow. Just, I mean, a cheddar by itself is kind of sharp. And so I had decided that
now
I was going to do that. And she said, well, you know, Mom, we've been having that same seriously sharp cheddar all these years. So I guess I haven't paid as much attention to it as I should.
Either
but anyway,
that or the bill.
Anyway, I am going to do the appetizers that I said, and I am absolutely going to do the cheesecake. I'm going out to get the crab meat tonight, so I'm very excited about trying that. I hope that it is everything I expect it to be, and then some.
Yeah,
260-6368 is the number. What are you cooking for Christmas? Have you started that project yet? Or what are your plans? Because a lot of people may be going out for Christmas as well. I'm sure that Andrea probably still has some places left. If you have a restaurant that seats 400, you probably can accommodate people long after other people can't. But if you've made reservations and you snagged a really good Christmas reservation, I'd kind of like to hear how long in advance you had to do that.
Well,
also,
did you have to do that?
Are you giving are you giving Christmas gifts that are food to anyone? And if you are, what are they? And if you are looking for a Christmas gift that is food, what is it? And is it something that you get routinely? You know, people like to make things and then give them to people. And in fact, I'm going to be doing some of that this week myself. But what is it do you make for people? There was a time when I made some cheese straws, but cheese straws are kind of a pain to do. So
they really are,
about making,
sometimes they're terrible.
I don't know. It's really hard, in my opinion, to find a cheese straw that's not good. But I was looking at maybe making some New Orleans-style heavenly hash.
What would that be exactly? Because there are two things that fit under that description. The first one, and this is people who have been around a long time, but in the Maison Blanche chocolate store that they had a long time when they were still in business, they would make their own chocolate with vanilla and what's
marshmallows.
Marshmallow, thank you very much. And they would put that inside the chocolate. It was a huge hit to this day, except there are a lot of people that never heard of it.
Well, I think most New Orleanians have.
Yeah.
It is almonds or pecans and marshmallows inside of chocolate, and it's broken up like a bark or something. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Well, it was Christmas in prison. The food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and the blood's in my strings.
That's interesting.
Who was that, Doug?
It's the food show. I don't know who that was either, though. Oh, well, you know, we've always opened
what?
Up the doors for that.
What was that, Doug?
Christmas in prison.
Oh,
Great.
That's kind kind of like what it sounded like. Was that Bob Dylan or something? I don't know. Anyway.
No, it's somebody completely different.
Okay. Okay, today is National Bouche de Noël Day, which, Doug, is a roulade of cake. And as such, that means I don't dig it. But it is, it's kind of a sponge cake. A Genoise
is the same thing as a flourless cake.
Oh, well, then that's not it, because a flourless cake is something that Mary Lee makes, and that could not possibly be rolled. So, on me, what I was saying, an angel food cake, what is rollable?
I don't know.
Well, it's got to be really kind of spongy so it can stick together when it rolls. Anyway, a bouche de Noël. Have you had one? Are you getting one? Do you like this? We've talked about panettone over and over and over again, but we haven't really spoken too much about a bouche de Noël. Someone asked about where they could get one, or they wanted to get one made for them, and we made a couple of suggestions. If you are listening and you are that person, call us and tell us where you found to do the bouche de Noël, and did you get it? Did you give it? Are you taking it to Christmas? These are burning questions I must have answered. Before the day is out.
Well, let's see. Our favorite, one of our favorite bakers who does sweet stuff, you know, like
cake
and this one little thing trying to jump out of the back of my mind. But anyway, it's that's one of the places would be to get from.
We had kind of a good lunch today, didn't we?
I did. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we went to KG's.
Yeah, interesting.
In Mandeville. Tom has soured on the concept of doing every Monday at New Orleans Food and Spirits, which really I could do every Monday because it's a very welcoming place. The prices are great. The food is great. And it's close to home. These are all excellent reasons to go there. But the best one is that it is, in my opinion, the best version of char-grilled oysters out there.
I could go along with that.
And so I really enjoy going there on Mondays. And he, though, has cooled on the idea, and so we attempted to go to Pontchartrain Poor Boys, which was closed, and then wound up at KG's, which is the niece of the late, great Bozo from Metairie. And she has been there for a long time. And that is one hardworking woman, I would say.
Yeah, this is they really have quite a range. It's not so much in the pastries and desserts and stuff that they do everything there. What I had for lunch
today, it's a seafood house.
Yeah, was a half of redfish, which is a pretty good start, and they dusted it with some powder and with some flour, and they pan sautéed it until it was really nicely crunchy on the outside. I would never have guessed you would get that from a whole fish. But it did, and it was really delicious. That's over there.
Served with new potatoes. Speaking of large parties, there was a very large Christmas party going in there, and I was questioning our commitment to staying there, because if there's a really large party or a couple of really large parties, that really messes up the kitchen and also the service and your time frame. So we were, you know, trying to decide if we were going to stay, but then the food came out really quickly. So it was good. She has a garlic soup that is so delicious. It's in the top tier of things that really make an impression on you. She uses the garlic that comes from the boil of seafood. So it's got a lot of extra complexity to it. And it's not strained. So there are, you know, little chunks of garlic throughout the soup. And it's really extraordinary. We wound up having, it was the soup of the day one day, and we just wound up getting lucky on that particular day, and that's when I tried, and it was really, really great. Today was corn and crawfish bisque, which I've had a lot of, and I'm sure it would have been great, but we passed on that. But I got a side of dirty rice, which I love whenever I see it, and I just am kind of curious to see how each person does. It's kind of like mac and cheese, and it was good.
Yeah, I'd like to, the one that you were talking about first in this stream of thoughts, I thought, you know, this might be the perfect place with the updated everything to have sardines with those with that garlic.
Yeah, no, but they didn't.
No?
They didn't. No, they just had the pulverized kind of garlic in the soup. No. I don't think anyone's ever picked up on your garlic and sardines, Tom. You're sort of in your own little solar system rotating about garlic and sardines. I don't think anyone's ever made an ice cream or a soup or anything like that. So maybe you're going to have to be the first one to actually put those two things together and see what you come up with. But no, there were no sardines in the garlic soup. It was really an extraordinary soup, though, and probably would have been less so had there been sardines in it.
Well, you know,
although on the other hand, Tom, I would think that if you have been to Italy, as you have, that you have very likely had garlic and sardines together, where the sardines come as a fish course with a garlic and olive oil and herb sort of
almost like a bouillabaisse
drizzle over it.
Like a little, or maybe a lot like a bouillabaisse.
I bet you Andrea could make you some garlic with sardines. I'm sure he would, too. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I also had shrimp remoulade, which had a nice sauce to it. And I got some stuffed crab. I'm going to write something for nomenu.com about stuffed crab.
Oh,
because
gosh,
I am lamenting the passing of that very local institutionalized dish, which has kind of gone by the wayside.
You know, I have noted a lot of people who have noticed that.
Yes.
And they want to get around it and move on to the next thing.
I don't. I liked stuffed crab.
Well,
I want stuffed crab, and it's very hard to find a stuffed crab that you want to eat again now.
I love stuffed crabs, too, but I like crab cakes better. And I think I hear about this all the time. People say that I ordered the crab cake, and what they brought me was a stuffed crab, which is different. Well, they are very different from one another. They're also cheaper one than the other, too. So this is one of those things that you never get to.
So maybe that's it. Maybe you're still getting stuffed crab. You're just getting it rolled up and deep fried and called a crab cake.
Yeah, or vice versa.
No, but I'll tell you what. I remember that Bozo's, which is where Kathy learned the trade, had a good stuffed crab. I remember that being a good stuffed crab. The stuffed crab that I got today was not in a shell of any kind, fake or otherwise. It was like a little, you know how you get these hash browns that are like frozen oblong things that are then just dropped on a plate? It had that look. It was like a serving of a stuffed crab by itself, not on anything. And it was formed in a way that looked manipulated, I should say. And I didn't like that. I didn't like it. And it was not a particularly good version of stuff. And it's not, that's not to single this out. It's really hard to find now a stuffed crab in the style of what you saw back in the 70s, 80s, 50s, 60s, and forever in New Orleans, where it used to come not very, like, okay, there's there's the Deanie's version of stuffed crab, which amounts to like a softball in a crab shell, and none of it is anything you want to eat again. But the regular stuffed crab would just be just slightly rounded over a real shell, which I guess they have trouble using now because of governmental restrictions. But then they moved to those little flimsy little silver fake crab shells, and those were fine too. I mean, you accepted them.
There's not much to them. You better not put much weight on it.
You accepted them, you know, and so then it moved into that. But I don't even know what this is that we've moved into now. When you order stuffed crab, does anyone else have these thoughts about stuffed crab? Does anyone care about stuffed crab?
The bonton,
because
is famous.
I like stuffed crab, and I like it with you know, it's got a good one. The blue crab. Blue crab has
That's a good restaurant all around.
Across the board. Yeah. It has a good stuffed crab. It tends to be a little bit expensive. I think that stuffed crab platter might be like $17, which seems kind of high to me. The fries are fresh cut, and they're really good fresh cut fries. They've never done anything but fresh cut fries there, and kudos to them for that. They certainly don't have to as a seafood restaurant, but I think that's a mark of excellence if you are going the extra mile as a seafood place to be doing fresh cut fries. So kudos to them. Anyway, so it comes as one, or I'm not sure if it's one or two, but anyway, that is a good stuffed crab.
Well,
in the old style.
The way you get the bigger one is to say, give me a big one.
Okay.
Okay, and it works amazingly well. Whenever you're into any restaurant, in fact.
Give me a big one. I'll try that next time. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat about this or anything else 2 days before Christmas, do give us a call. But I would like to know if you feel as I do, that it's kind of hard to find a good old what we know of as a local stuffed crab. WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Maybe Ollie will fix it.
Bells are ringing and a jingling. Folks are mixing and a mingling. Twinkling lights and tinsel on the tree. How I love to keep the Yuletide gay. Call me corny or cliche, but there's a reason that the season brings so much joy to me. I love snowmen and turtle doves in tubes. Holly, ivy, mistletoe can take away my blues. Kris Kringle and his reindeer friends, they endlessly amuse. But the best part of the holidays is sugar and booze. I love mittens and skating on the ice.
I thought he was going to say my favorite mittens are mine or yours or something like that. It was cute for a few seconds. It's the food show.
Doug is digging up some fun, obscure sort of Christmas music. Thank you, Doug, as you are good for doing. 260-6368. We were talking about the blue crab having a good stuffed crab, and that the one I had for lunch today was not such a good one. I mean, it was fine. It was ordinary, but it was not good. And I remember liking, or maybe it's that. Maybe I don't like stuffed crab anymore. I don't know, but I just find that the stuffed crabs that I have gotten, generally speaking, have been a disappointment. And I'm wondering if you serve stuffed crab in a restaurant and are listening, call us and tell us if you're serving a lot of them. Because it's rare to find them on menus. So maybe there is not such a demand for them anymore. I don't know. But I still like them. And I like when they're on the menu, I will sometimes get it just to sort of remember what a stuffed crab was like at the old Fitzgerald's out on the lakefront.
Well, I don't think you need to go quite that far to do it, but you might. It might do it.
Yeah. So now, conversely, on was it Thursday night? No, it wasn't Thursday. It was Friday night. Friday night, we went to Pascal's Manelli. And I got a crab cake there that was the real crab cake that is mostly just crab meat, just very lightly put together with a light, I hate to say adhesive, like a bechamel or something, and put under a broiler. That was good. Manelli's is still Manelli's. That's the good news. Manelli's.
They didn't change it over, in fact. It has changed over time. Well, yeah.
It's definitely changed over.
Over time, that's for sure.
But there, it has not changed. It's changed over, but it's not changed.
If you've heard about that it has changed, we were over there about a week ago.
No, Friday night. No,
that was somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the point that came out was that parts of the restaurant, according to the servers who know more than anybody else, that things are really running very smoothly over there and they feel real good about it. So that's that, you know, you want your employees to be happy to be there in any business, but certainly in the restaurant business, you want to see that in the people who work there. And over there, they seem to be right on top of it. The food has been really good. And you know what? We talk about Thomas, who is the guy who shucks oysters for you, and then he gives you bits of life and wisdom and things like that. And he's really interesting, just an incredible nice guy. And I always like talking with him. It turns out, and I had not known or even the slightest bit about what I'm going to tell you, there's a guy there who stands out on the sidewalk. He works for the security company, and he basically protects you and people who are walking up and down the street. I don't think anything much ever works. But he and I got to talking because he apparently listens to the show all the time, and believe it or not. And he said to me, as soon as he was out of sight of anybody else there, he started singing. And he had, and still has, I'm sure, a very dark, big, huge voice. I mean, I would kill to have, well, no, I wouldn't, but to really... have a voice like that. He's an incredible voice. He's very much interested in folk music over our country for a long, long time. If you ever go to Manali's, look out the guy who's right on the sidewalk there. He's there to take care of you. But even better, he's there to give you something very, very interesting in the listening.
Yeah, if you go to Manali's and the security guard is out front, He is an incredible singer, and only in New Orleans, yeah, like that, only in New Orleans could you stand outside in the parking lot and listen to music being sung. Well, you know, Tom is always ready to sing. So, I mean, I guess if you weren't with Tom, it probably wouldn't go on that long. But anyway.
Clyde will now save us
maybe
from the
death. Maybe Clyde is the singer. Hello.
You never know. We might be able to do a duet.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Come on in.
Hey, the other day you had a show with Mr. Aquistapace, and he was... He brought in three bottles of champagne, different price points.
It was two sparkling wines and one champagne.
Okay, well, the champagne was the mid-range price, or was it the... I didn't get the third one. That's the one you just loved and went on and on and on about.
Yeah, La Bruyere is the name of it.
Oh, yeah, that was very good.
What's the name of it?
L as in love, A, B as in boy, R... Y-U-R-E.
Got it. Okay.
La Bruyere.
Okay.
Wait, let's see. L-A-B-R-U-Y-E-R-E. That's it.
Right.
La Bruyere.
La Bruyere. Yes. Not to be confused with...
He said it was about $55 a bottle. It was not in the low range.
Yeah, but you did like... I mean, you did like it. So
loved it.
I'm trying to get one of those... And have it for Christmas, and so
that's a true champagne. That's the true champagne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it sounded really good, so we're gonna try it. So anyway,
yeah, it's good.
Merry Christmas.
The Schramsberg was a sparkling wine, and that was also really good, and about $10 cheaper. But that champagne was good, really good.
But I found the Schramsberg, but I can't find the La Conte.
Yeah.
So
that's probably hard to find. That's an old thing. It's cool in that it's so old. I like that about it.
Yeah, I did too. Okay, well, thank you. Merry Christmas to both.
Thanks.
Thank you. Nice hearing from you too. It's the food show. What? I have a minor objection to Schramsberg, and it's this. It's the same one that the French winemakers raised hell about some years ago, where people in America, in the United States, and in fact, for that matter, the entire rest of the world, they were calling wines in the sense of what they what their name was on the label, without giving any credit to the fact that it's actually a French wine, or should be. The Schramsberg is a wine that's made in the United States.
Right.
And they call it champagne, but the French guys think that that's bad.
It's sparkling wine. They call it sparkling wine now because they have to.
Well, for a long time, it was it said champagne right on the
label. Oh, did it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but in the long run, it worked well for them because they would it would bring so much attention to the business that they sold a lot of it. And the product quality has always been
good.
Oh,
it's beautiful. It's a great wine. It's a great sparkling wine. Really, it's really, really good. 260-6368 is the number. I was ranting about stuffed crab. So if anyone else would like to join the rant, please do, because I've noticed that it's really hard to find a good one. Also on that plate with the stuffed crab was something that she calls frips.
Frips?
Yeah, you know, she calls them frips, and then Scott Craig at Katie's calls his frips, though she was doing it first, but hers are more like a chip.
Well, what are they?
They are potatoes that are fresh cut. In her case, they are a chip. It's like a ruffle. It's like a fresh cut, real house-made ruffle is mm-hmm. what it is at KG's. And then at Katie's, the frips are sort of a hybrid French fry that are also fresh cut. And those are usually served with the burgers and the sandwiches. Both are excellent. And both called frips, and that's the other thing that was on the plate for me. Then you got a pistachio cake that you liked
a lot.
Yeah,
that was a surprise there. It was had a pale yellow, a pale green color, and they said it was pistachio flavored, which I thought kind of facetious because how could you get at it? But as it turns out, it worked out very well. It was foamy on the outside. And it just floated right there. I don't know how they got it to float in air. But that's what it was doing. It was just
like a little on magic carpet.
Right. Anyway, so there was that, and then the rest of the meal that redfish dish I thought was just great. The sauce that they served with it had a little lemony quality to it, and here was this redfish that was bursting out.
Pile of new potatoes.
That's it.
Yeah, it was
very,
good.
Very
it was
tasty.
Good. Anyway, I was surprised that you didn't get oysters and kind of glad because we get oysters everywhere. So that's that works. You had oysters at Manali's the other night. How were those?
They're like they always are. They're a little richer than most people are used to getting. And because they are now serving them in quite a few other places to buy them.
What, Rockefeller and Bienville?
Rockefeller and Bienville, mm-hmm. and then they also have the char-broiled kind that Drago's invented.
Did they have those at Manali's?
They
I
do.
Didn't see that.
I'm pretty sure I did. I didn't write it all down or anything.
They had a lot of stuff on that menu that I was really interested in. There were two fish dishes that I was really, really trying to decide from. There was a black drum with crab meat on top, and there was another fish that had barbecued shrimp on top, and then I mm-hmm. got the one that was stuffed with I think it was a stuffed speckled trout.
Could easily be. That's a
yeah
natural.
And it was good. I liked it. It was we did a lot of eating this weekend, now that I think about it. There was a lot of eating that went on. We went to Cafe Normandy for lunch on Friday.
Got to go back there. That's the most appealing restaurant that in our city that I've seen in really a long time. The name, do you remember the name of the hotel where it is?
Yeah, the Higgins Hotel.
The Higgins, which is downtown, right next pretty
it's
much.
It's part of the complex for the World War II Museum.
The World War II Museum. And so it's more or less right next door. Walked around in there, and I said to myself, this is has got to be a hotel that had been here 20, 50 years ago, and they just goosed it up and renovated it. Turns out it was brand new, built from the floor up. They had several dining rooms in it. Oddly enough, the food seemed more on the French side than any other way, but they
Well, the chef's from Normandy, coincidentally.
Oh, well, that explains everything. And you know what else? I didn't mention this in the little article I wrote about it, but it bears noting, and that is any ship that's called the, what is the name of it again?
Normandy?
Normandy. The Normandy was the name for a really famous ship that went across the Atlantic Ocean from Europe to America.
Well,
sometimes.
I'm sure it was named for Normandy.
That was the actual name of the ship itself.
But the ship was named for the place.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. But I thought it was interesting because I suspected that most people would not have quite caught that because it was one of those things that was very, very highly thought of by even wealthy people. So that's the Normandy is the name of it. It's on Chapultepec around Diamond, I think, right around there.
It is, I want to say, off of Magazine, maybe. It's right in the World War II complex.
Yeah, there
it's
we
right
go.
In there. You can't miss it. It's diagonal to the, you know, I can't, I'm trying to think of the name. There's like a little provision store or something right in the corner. But there are four buildings all on different corners. And Camp, then Magazine. Yeah, it's Magazine, I think. And I forget the other street that crosses. Oh, Higgins, duh.
Yeah.
Higgins. The Higgins Hotel is, you're not going to believe this, on Higgins. Anyway, it's Higgins at Magazine, and it's a brand new construction. It is beautifully done. It's a Hilton property. It's cliche, but not in any way that makes you want to go anything other than, wow, that's cool.
This restaurant on board that ship was so good. I only had one, make it two. I had two courses. One of them was mussels, and served with a kind of a buttery sauce with a certain amount of Asian spice to it, although that was hard to pin down, but it was definitely delicious. And then the other option over there wasn't an option, actually. I had some beignets at the end of the lunch. Didn't have enough room to really eat it the way I wish, but it's on my list of new restaurants that I think you will also quite a lot. The name of it is just
Cafe Normandy.
Cafe Normandy, right by the museum.
Cafe Normandy, there is a bar there called Kilroy's, and it's a place that you should definitely drop in at some point to either just walk around and see, maybe have a drink there. They have a great rooftop bar, which is, I'm not sure what floor it's on, but it has a view kind of, if you really stretch it and walk around a little bit, you can see the river. But it faces the opposite direction, and they've got plenty of plans for that place, so it's definitely one to watch.
I'm all for it, and it's
be a good place to ring in the new year, because
it really would.
You can... They will be. They're not having a big party. I asked when we were there.
What?
They're not having a big official party because they've only been open 2 weeks. But
we got to get to the bottom of that.
But they are having drinks on the rooftop bar. It's not going to be a big official thing with a big cover and you got to do this or that. It's just go up there and have a drink. But you will be able to see, and I don't know this for sure because I'm not exactly – I'm going to go out on a limb and say sure you'll be able to see the fireworks on the river because
– Oh, you're so right.
Because they'll be high enough to see for sure.
You
will be able to walk around a little bit because, like I said, it does not face the river. The building is in between the river and the open-air space, but then you walk around a little bit – and you can definitely see. So you will be able to see some fireworks from there. But, you know, and I don't even know the name of the rooftop bar, but it is the rooftop bar at the Higgins Hotel. Mm-hmm. Would be a good place to ring in the new year and to see some fireworks before anybody else knows that it's open.
Yeah. Well, one thing I will add to all of this is that if you decide to go there for lunch or for dinner or just for a drink in the afternoon, give yourself a lot of time because they move kind of a little slowly.
Yeah. Service isn't quite there yet.
Yeah, this is but this is what you get out
of
a brand new
there.
Brand new restaurants. They never are quite up to speed. But this one, I can't wait to have a dinner in there on a normal day. And really enjoy that.
Maybe we should put together a little impromptu eat club or something.
Yeah, sure.
Say that we're going to go and book a reservation for 8 or 10 and see if anybody wants to join.
Mm-hmm.
260-6368 is the number. Let's talk about New Orleans hamburger and seafood.
Good
place to get a burger. They have a nice menu for burgers. They're crusty on the outside, juicy on the inside. They have crisp, hot, cooked to order, comes to the table steaming, golden brown, greaseless seafood. You can get this in a platter on a poor boy. They have Spice-alicious, which is an option. Just ask for it. Tell them to kick it up a notch. They have good salads. They have other sandwiches, local specialties, red beans and rice, creamy pasta dishes with seafood. And most recently, they have added char-grilled oysters to the lineup. It's a casual environment. Uh-huh. And there are 10 locations around town, so go see them, New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood.
And they still have, you mentioned this, that they now have grilled oysters?
Char-grilled oysters,
okay.
Yes, I did.
Don't want to miss that.
Okay, so what is on the table today? Not much. We really have pretty much been giving restaurant reports, but I do have a question, and that is, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you going out? Are you cooking? If so, what are you cooking? That is 2 days away. And also, does anyone else lament the disappearance of the great old-fashioned New Orleans stuffed crab?
Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.